Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've just sung the hymn, What Child Is This? And the lyrics, the music of this Christmas carol classic raise the most important question that humanity can ever ask. What child is this? The child that was born to Mary and Joseph in a stable in Bethlehem. In God's revealed word, the Holy Scriptures, our Heavenly Father answers this important question. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in Matthew 3, God the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And from the Gospel of John, which is the best gospel to read to find out who Jesus is, from the book of John, we know that the Christ child in the manger is also called the Word made flesh. And this title makes sense because our Lord is the fulfillment of all of God's promises in his word. God promised to send the Savior to rescue our fallen world from sin, death, and hell. And all of these enemies of ours, sin, death, and hell, are powerful enemies. If we were in Bethlehem on that first Christmas night, and if we would have arrived at the manger with the shepherds, we might have looked at the baby Jesus in the manger, and we might have wondered, how can a child so small defeat the deadly enemies which humanity has faced since the beginning of time? The second verse of tonight's sermon hymn answers that question, and also the readings from our youth right before this hymn also went right to the cross. And the hymn says this: "Nails, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me and you." And that was Jesus' mission. Christ's victory over sin, death, and hell occurred at the cross. The thing that we have to understand as Christians is this: you can't just look at the manger and not see the cross behind it, because Jesus' mission was to go to a cross to bear our sin and pay our debt in full. That's why he came, and that's why Christmas is so joyous to all of us. And then in his powerful resurrection, Jesus won life and salvation for all who believe in him. So tonight, here in this house, we remember his birth with hymns and with great joy. And we bring the Christ child our gifts too. For those in tonight's service, our children, our youth, our college students that are back from the States, it's great to have them. When they stand up here and read you the Christmas story, they are gifting Christ by telling his story to everyone present. For our musicians, you gift the baby Jesus when you provide the music for worship. And for us too, we also bring the Lord Jesus our gifts by, on this night, coming here and putting him first ahead of all the other stuff that gets in the way of Christmas. For by faith, all Christians understand that the true gift of Christmas is Jesus himself. And yet, because of his love, we respond to him and we give him our very best. For he is the Word made flesh. He is the Son of the Father. And he is God's love expressed to all sinners. And that's you and me. He is God's love expressed in a baby born in a stable for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now we'll see our tithes now.